Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast.
Hello.
Episode, wow, it's 150.
150.
What a milestone. We did it.
We did it. And that's like, that's it, isn't it? That's the last
This
ever
is the very, very last Hat Chat.
No, it's not. If you're still listening.
We're going to finally crank those pills out and bunker ourselves right here, right now.
Yeah.
The Russians are coming.
We're doing it.
Oh.
Quickly, you have to bite as hard as possible. just broke a tooth. We are. Who's the finger by? Oh, he's got a little.
What's that?
The pills.
Oh, nice.
Jeez, he's got props.
He's got props.
This is his array of vitamins. Oh my god, you're laying him on this filthy
Jesus
table. For anyone listening, Trot just poured out what looks like 30 different pills.
I'm going to take these throughout the podcast.
Okay, well, do you want to explain what they are? As in, like,
I'm Chris Trot, and I take lots of pills in the morning.
But these are all
now,
like vitamins and stuff, right? These are all like health.
All right,
based.
So maybe I've been indoctrinated by that vampire guy.
No, it's not really, is it?
Yeah.
That's who's... Okay.
It's where the advice comes from, at
right.
least. And you know what?
Smith doesn't want to look like that guy, do they?
With him in it. And I mean, it doesn't seem that...
Yeah,
right. Sure.
Basically, this is all about health, right?
Yeah.
I'm in my mid-30s now, and I've got to think about longevity, because I'm going to have about 10 kids, I think, every 5 years. So the last one really needs me to be on my peak performance, like...
10
Rob
every
De Niro
five.
Style.
Jesus.
10 every five is actually humanly impossible
that.
Unless you get twins.
Multiple women
That's
surrogates.
Why I'm trying to...
So all of these are for erectile dysfunction?
Most of them are for erectile dysfunction. But yeah.
Sorry,
not helping.
I can't be more disgusted by the fact that you put it on this table, though.
Why?
Just because I know how filthy this cloth is.
Oh, it's fine.
Sure. Once they're down, they're
so
down,
what
isn't
do
it?
You get
That's
about,
right.
Yeah.
I've been licking
my
table cloth.
Deal with the rest. Yeah. My fragile stomach.
People are asking if these are so you can like blow massive loads. So it's all, just all like zinc.
Does it give me a huge load? Which one does that?
Boom. That
so which
five.
One do you know which... Can you identify each of those pills? Because some of them look
yeah,
very similar.
Yeah, because I have to individually open those little pots.
Yeah.
Separate them into my little weekly
right.
3D printed containers.
Nice. Nice colour.
You like that?
Yeah, I like the colour scheme.
Yeah.
And yet none of these help you sleep.
Nope.
You need to try sleeping pills. Well, there's one pill missing out there, and it's just a very good sleeping pill.
That's what my
pill. Whoop's for. That's what the what, to help you sleep.
To tell me how awful my sleep is.
You sleep shitty. Oh, okay.
Well done,
what should you do about it? Try and
do
10
better.
Other vitamins. Oh, okay.
There's like a few films like that, isn't there, where they like have a problem and then they just like press a button at the problem store and then it just drops the pills out, right?
The like, problem store?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sounds amazing.
Where the fuck
Let's
was
go
it?
To the problem
it's
store.
It's like a modern take on, it's like the future's take on psychology, where yeah. it's like you basically just go in, plug your symptoms in, and then it dispenses a custom pill.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Kind of a bit like that.
God, that is a horse pill. That's a fucker. Jesus
so
Christ.
Yeah. I mean, I take one like that. I took one supplement.
Yeah,
this
throat
morning.
Scarring from all this.
He has to get a guy in there with like the reverse of a chimney sweep and just force it down. You know,
like
it's stuck in his gullet. It's stuck in all this that the birds have.
And amazingly, just a joint would probably sort you out of all of this stuff.
Yeah,
need some sleep, bro. Well, that'll do it.
One glug, it's all.
Blow
it
some
takes.
Trees, friend. And so what? So there's three more. I didn't count them all. Did you know how many there are?
25.
25. There's 25 different shapes, sizes, and all sorts of things. Any suppositories in there? You accidentally swallowed?
I put a few in before we started.
Good. There's got to be a couple of suppositories somewhere.
Well, the nice thing about the suppositories is you can really up your grammage. So even if you are getting the throat scarring from the horse pills,
pop up your ass.
You can go even bigger up your ass, you know? Have you seen the size of suppositories, though?
Yeah, no, they're like capsules.
They're pretty big, you know? They're like the size of
really
a fishing weight.
Really hard to swallow.
Yeah.
This isn't a real... what does suppository mean? I need to look this up. Oh, my throat's all gammy.
You go into a pharmacist and it's like, you're like, I can't fit it up my ass. And they're like, well, if you try just grinding it up and snorting it, what, that much? Just doing just lines and lines of a suppository. It's not a loose side.
But suppositories are all gummy and like, you can't snort them.
No, if you dried them out and ground them up, you could.
Oh, really?
You could snort anything else, including Lemsip, which
sure
I don't advise.
Gotta try harder.
I'm sure you could. You could snort all sorts. You should have crushed all of those vitamins all together, Trump.
I think there's something important about having pills dissolve at the right time.
Doesn't matter that they're all now just collecting a little ball.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, this is the problem. Delivery and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Delivery is important.
You're just going to have a big blob of vitamins just like dissolving on the corner of one of your stomach
folds. You look sleepy now. Now you look sleepy.
I think I took the wrong pills, guys.
Oh, no, that's Ambien.
He looks like he's going to have a calm time.
You know, to put people's minds at ease, if you understand these sorts of things, such things like ashwagandha's in there, Brocomax. Broccoli,
you can say anything. Broccoli,
DHEA, garlic,
right?
Genistein, ginger root, vitamin K, lots of them. Turmeric, lysine, lycopene, things like that. Taurine, turmeric,
lycopene,
MCAT.
Zinc. That it's just like stuff that your body could do with.
Yeah, it looks crazy because it's in some pill shape, but in reality, a lot of that is spices and herbs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which do you have medicinal.
Do you think you can overdo broccoli? What if you had broccoli for dinner tonight?
I'd be fine.
Well, he's already on Brocco Max, right?
I'm on Max.
To the Max.
So
hit your Max level.
I can't go on it anymore.
I can't go on it anymore.
Like, if he puts this more Brocco
like,
in
this. This is
his...
like a diet of a spaceman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had your space pills?
In a way.
It has everything you need in them.
Yeah, sure. I could prepare the best meals ever, which have everything you need, all the nutrition. But reality is, I don't.
Yeah,
so that's fair. I supplement it.
No, that is true. Doing that consistently is difficult. But.
Yeah, I occasionally remember to pop a glucosamine tablet when my knees feel like they're going to explode. But like, apart from that,
so old.
I'm not that old.
My knees
old.
Are going to pop.
I've just
my back is sore
and I've got flat feet, so it's just a lovely mixture of bad hip knee and
popping.
Knee shit.
Just,
yeah, basically.
Have you tried to like get a little crowbar underneath and pop them out, and get new ones?
Oh,
I could 3D print you a couple.
I've had like enough. Muscle knee pain, like as in the big muscles that go down, like down and around your kneecap. I've had so much achy pain there that I've legitimately thought about like drilling into it, just because it's like
release the tension.
Yeah, it feels.
Oh
awful.
Shit!
Yeah.
Why is that reminding me of? No, sorry.
he's had a flashback. Like
have you seen that the footage of a bloated cow before and
oh,
how
and
they
release the
pressure.
The pressure. Yeah.
They just screw this pipe into it and then just absolutely fires
it's
out
because they
the
get
gas,
so farty.
Yeah. And it's just airing them. It's just releasing it all. But
and it saves their lives
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They will fucking
die.
Yeah. But it's just like, oh, it's so gross. And they're just like, yes, giving off a bit of a smell now.
Oh,
of course it is. It's you just pierced its belly and just let the gases blow out. Something
I remember the sound as well. They'd not necessarily use a pipe. They could use like a little like just piercing tool. Which would be like...
Yeah,
just a hollow tube. Yeah,
and just the way that they like the skin, like of the flesh of the animal, it's like a thick bit of meaty leather, obviously. And they would just be like,
is there any sort of like anesthetic they apply to them?
No, they might put like a bit of surface anesthetic.
I didn't
but, like,
see him do that.
No,
they just kind of like.
It's like a
I can't remember if there was distress or not from the cow.
The cow like
there'll be enough
gets up and runs off, but then they'll feel instantly better because they're no longer
I guess it was
dying.
And it's just like, imagine, it's like when you've had gas, like when you can finally release it, you're like, ah, yes.
Yeah.
I feel so much better.
Release my gut. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I thought it was going to be much worse when I discussed drilling into my knee, though.
He's got some horrible stuff.
Well, I know.
In that brain.
But it's good that you can get it in that flashback, like, recollection.
No!
That's a healthy sign when the memories you have shock you into exclamation.
God,
like,
no!
Oh, you just made me think of something.
Yeah, well, that's,
Sorry.
But yeah, no, being bloated it sucks, man.
Yeah.
The worst bloating I've had is like, I don't know if maybe it's just me, but like first time I was around my girlfriend's house a long time ago, I just early I wanted to
days
fart
when you're like you don't, I, when you don't done the fart yet
in front of them.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Early days.
And then like you're holding it in, but to the point where it's painful.
Yeah.
It's like it's going back up.
It's horrible.
You stop burping fart.
Well, no, but it's just it's stuck.
Mother-in-law comes.
It's stuck in there.
Apparently, farts if they go back
just
up
air it into a fucking face.
Are you burping farts?
Oh my god. No, it's the worst because you just then feel uncomfortable and your stomach's kind of making noises.
Oh,
and you're
it's
like,
horrible.
That's not,
and
just,
it starts tightening.
I'm not hungry. No, I'm not. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
God, so uncomfortable. Yeah, I hate
what
that
you
feeling.
Want those people just openly fart in front of a new girlfriend?
I can't really recall, to be honest with you.
It was never a thing.
Most times I've like,
maybe it was just me. Maybe I was just a nervous guy.
Yeah.
Most times I just end up going out and getting drunk and then just unloading a massive fart.
You let
and
them know like, before they even get involved what you're about.
Yeah, it's like I didn't want to do it right now, but there it is. Sorry. But then that's just broken the ice immediately and I was a little bit drunk, so I don't care.
Mm. Nothing gets to know each other better than unblocking a toilet together. You know, like reaching in and just pulling out like you're trying to unblock a cow again. So you've got like the bin bags on each arm and you're just kneeling down around a toilet bowl, taking turns to pull the wadded mass of excrement out of the toilet.
Mm.
That's is a real way to break the ice.
That's bonding.
That is, yeah. That is quite the way to break the ice.
No, I did do that to some friends once and then they left. And they had to unblock it. I was late.
Wait.
I was late for a train.
You clogged the toilet and left.
Yeah.
Fucking
like
hell.
Really badly.
That's brutal.
So I was trying to get a train.
Fucking hell.
And I knew I had to leave. And if I didn't, I was like, I'm really sorry, but like this was when I was much younger as well. So like if I couldn't afford another train, you know what I mean? So I was like, I've got to go. I'm really sorry. I've been trying to unblock it, but your downstairs toilet is literally brimmed.
Oh, you told them.
Yeah. It was Toby and John and that.
Right.
It was their house. And
you didn't just do a runner then.
I flushed it. The brown water just came all the way up to the top.
Oh my god!
And I was just like, I'm sorry, I've got to go. And my mate ended up having to get a bin bag on his arm and put it in there and just pull out the clumps that were blocking the toilet,
so
the
horrible
shitty water
clumps
could go down and drain around him. Yeah, drain around.
He's ripped your shit.
Yeah, like grasped it like a dog bag.
So
like
so disgusting. That's
you guys really do that bad with your dogs all the time.
Yeah,
so
no,
don't be so
true
squeamish.
Well, now I don't.
I've got a plastic claw machine, and Mochi's poops are very small.
Mine are small.
Well, you don't pick up with your hands.
No.
Come
hey,
on,
it's
man.
A
what
waste
kind of privileged of, life do you lead?
Well,
get in there.
Well, yeah, obviously, when I take her for a walk, I'm using the bags. Yeah. But
it's
like,
it's just also a hassle using the thing. I've got one, but I've tried using it.
Grab it. Like, yeah, you don't take it with
and
you.
And
he
likes to walk it around.
But like, I pick
he likes
up
to walk it places.
I pick him up in the house. Not in the house, like in the outside with a grabby machine. I put him
right
in a bucket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just.
Or a shovel.
I would just use the household Hoover.
Just
what the fuck?
Get the Dyson on it, yeah.
Oh my god.
Get it on
god
the spinny blade mode.
Yeah. I'm never going to regret this.
I mean, I bet getting a dog shit in the Hoover is a nightmare. Like,
I've
I bet
done
that's
that
something
before.
Have you?
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Well, because the Hoover's done. You have to clean it all out.
Yeah,
entirely.
You have to take it all apart.
And it's going
to
always have that slight smell of shit.
It's disgusting.
Because
yeah.
I've hoovered up sick before and I had to throw the Hoover in because I was like, I can't stand the smell. But every time I hoovered, there was this kind of like waft of sick. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't. I don't feel cleaner because of this.
I had that recently because I threw up on my gym shoes like 2 days ago.
2 days ago. I think you threw up. You threw up onto your shoes.
I tried not to. But
in an Asda car park.
In an Asda car park, just outside of my car. Because I had food poisoning.
Oh, that's gross.
It's definitely food poisoning.
Yeah. Fuck.
I had a frozen meal before the gym.
Did people watch
you? Huh?
Were you people seeing you do this? Mate, you probably blend in perfectly in that Asda. They were probably like, oh, my turn. Just like, yeah, I'll get in on this.
Look, the hell,
they'll hobble over. No, it's just we found a new spot, guys. No way, all the other places are covered in sick.
So, yeah, to give context to my
grim
story of me throwing up in Asda car park,
yeah.
I had a bad frozen meal basically, and I was like, 30 minutes later, my stomach's a little bit turned. It's not good, but I do have the gym or the PT I have to go. Did the gym session, stomach's getting increasingly worse, like really bad, but I'm like, I'll power through, it's fine. And then I was sat down. And my fiance was like speaking to a staff member because she knows them. And I was just sat there phasing out. And you know when you get those cold sweats where it's like,
ooh,
this
yeah
isn't good.
Where it's like you feel
and
it
I'm
coming.
Like, I would really like to go now. And so I ended up sitting on the toilet for a bit and just like, you know, doing those deep breaths. I'm like, I'm not going to be sick. I'm going to be fine. I just got to do nice deep breaths. and the sickness will go away. And then I was starting to plan, like, I had to get my app out. It's like, okay, I need to get through that little pod thing. That takes some time. I
just want to get outside. That is annoying.
I just want to get outside.
That pod is fucking annoying.
Had my QR code
too
ready.
Small.
Yeah. And I was like, I
got up or down?
I got up, kept my head down, and just, like, power walked out outside past Helen. I was like, we need to go right now. I need to get to the car because I'm going to throw up. I might be able to make it home.
You're already waiting for other car. People sick. I got to get out of this.
Sat in the car, closed the door. Open the door, threw up into the car park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and you
got my shoe a bit. Got my shoe a bit.
Fucking hell.
Whole frozen meal came up. All of it.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good thing. If it was bad for you, like, that's the best way.
And then had a couple people driving past, slowing down.
Oh, nice. I'm like, screaming.
Yeah. Are you quite a loud vomiter?
No, I'm actually very silent.
I'm really loud.
But it was so big, it was splatty.
Oh my god! Sometimes I vomit so hard, like I get these little spots, blood spots, where like the pressure of you vomit. I don't know. It's quite disgusting to talk about, I suppose.
Well, anyway,
although I didn't get it. Like, did a tacky C last weekend, and that was fine.
Oh, because of drinking. Yeah,
yeah, that was because I was I drank too much, and I had to go somewhere, and so.
So we had
a tacky C.
And you had to drive.
I had to drive. I had to be focused.
I was like 15 pints deep, and I'm like, I'm ready to drive myself home. So
time to go home. Wait a second.
Part of Pickaxe Week, a lot of yogs obviously are in the Pickaxe Network, and we had our 15th year yog celebration in a nice, fancy little discreet secret place, which was very nice. And it was very nice. Very nice. I got fucking wasted.
You did, yeah. White girl wasted, man.
Really, really drunk.
Well, especially like literally like a couple of days after the last podcast when we talked about you getting wasted.
It was the same day.
We were talking about.
I feel like maybe we maybe partly responsible, just because it's like when you always talk about like chocolate or cheeseburgers, like
you go and eat chocolate and cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm terrible for that. Like,
is British Bake Off on?
Yeah.
Comes home with cake.
Yeah,
big cake,
100%, and like wasted pizza. I had to get pizza every time I say that.
The wasted pizza,
yeah.
Fucking hell!
I got really.
You played that once. That game has stuck with you.
Oh, it was so bad. That's why
I know
it was like a nightmare.
Like all
game.
90s TV
Isn't
shows.
That crazy?
Yeah,
wasted games, pizzas in there with it.
Yeah,
they're really good games we played, and they're forgettable. But that shitty little wasted pizza game.
I think it was
stuck
because it really stuck out as an awful
time.
Game.
It was real bad,
but it got you hungry.
Yeah, so like, yeah, I just instantly think, and I see someone throwing up, I usually laugh. But when I vomit myself, I'm such a loud vomiter. Like, not laugh at them. I just find it funny.
I've heard you throw up enough, I think, in my life.
Really loud.
One clock's just like, rah!
Or like,
he
like,
bellows. It's really horrible.
Yeah.
If anyone's got, is it emetophobia? Sorry.
Misophonia.
No, emetophobia is...
Oh, is that like loud
fear
noises?
Of vom, like
vom. Oh, fear of vomiting.
Yeah.
And apologies.
I guess the sounds of it are probably enough.
That's quite authentic
enough
as
to
well.
Be like, yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
It's a useful bodily function. That's all I'm saying.
It is, but some people are scared of it. Or like just it triggers that makes them feel shit. Which, because it is, it makes you feel awful. But afterwards you feel kind of fucking great.
Yeah.
So it's a good and
it's
bad
a rush.
Thing. But I always avoid, I don't want to throw up.
It's a horrible feeling.
Even though, like, sometimes, like, God, I really should because I feel shit, and it's going that way.
But it's never nice.
I don't want to. Action. Do I hold it down? Do I kind of like just embrace it? I just embrace
How
it.
How often
now.
Do you think we're vomiting? Is a question.
How often?
Quite probably a lot once recently. A year, I'd say.
Well, yeah, no, I haven't done it in a long time.
I've done it twice in the last 5 days, which is insane.
Oh, what, after the weekend as well?
I did it in the morning.
Oh.
I like dry heaved a bit, which is the worst because like it's already gone.
You're
like,
bringing up
what
are
you doing, buddy?
Yeah, well, you know what? You've got alcohol poisoning. If you're dry heaving the next day, that's mild alcohol poisoning.
Oh, fuck.
Because like your body's going, I think I'm ill, but you've already digested all the stuff in your stomach.
Don't worry, I Grandpa Joe'd the whole day.
Yeah, what does that look like?
Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka.
You had to explain this to me as well because that doesn't.
I'm trying to bring it in.
He got out of bed like straight away and then spent the entire
because he got a
golden
ticket. But like 20 years before.
So what are you saying? You got up and then went to a chocolate factory.
No.
What was Grandpa Joeing?
All right,
that is Grandpa Joeing.
Getting up and going to a chocolate factory
after your grandson has given you a golden ticket, and then going to a chocolate factory.
I don't remember the names of the other ones.
Stealing fizzy lifting drinks.
What are the other names of the bedbound grandparents?
I don't know.
Oh,
exactly.
His other.
Oh gosh,
he's probably like his grandma.
But even if you reference any of those, no one's going to know. So
exactly.
Grandpa Joe works to a degree.
I was bedbound.
Yes,
for the day.
Bedbound for the day.
Grandpa Joe'd it.
Nice.
Grandpa Joe'd it. That's trying to get it as a verb.
What do you think did it? What can you remember ordering?
Probably double G&Ts all night.
Oh, that would be it. Yeah,
and the fact that people were trying to hand me water and I went and ordered another G&T.
Oh, really?
Several times, apparently. Oh. And people were trying to take drinks off me, giving them to other people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have one. I'll get another. And I was being cheeky as well. It's like, oh, you're trying to trick me with water. I know this. I'm going to get another G&T.
Right, okay.
Look over there. That kind of shit. I was also very handsy.
Do you remember it being...
Don't sound like that.
Handsy sounds bad. Yeah.
It sounds like you were inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
But with who?
I touched Tom Clark's junk and ass.
Well, I don't say that. I mean, he might get you on that.
No, he liked it. I asked him.
Oh, God. No, he liked it. Say you like it. No.
Obviously, I do have like a level of cognition.
Of course.
When I'm doing these things, I'm not going to go up to strangers and do it.
No, it's you hugged me at one point randomly, and then you hugged him. Did you get a hug?
I had a little Hat Films moment.
Yeah, it was Hat Films hugs.
I had moments with multiple people, sitting them down and being like, "You're great. Like, I just love the fact that we are friends."
Yeah,
it's a very lovely night for me, but that was a good drunk for Chris Trott. It could have been way worse.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been way worse because you didn't make it to the next place, and that was,
Yeah, I didn't go to the next place, extreme. Thankfully.
That was...
My phone died, and I was telling everybody that I'm walking home, which is, for me, like an hour and a half.
They believed you.
And they were like, please don't. And I'm like, I gotta walk. Fuck you guys, I'm walking.
I gotta spare 2 hours, let's do this.
No, I wasn't. I was trolling.
Oh, okay.
I was doing a bit, but like too hard.
I feel like you would walk.
I probably would.
I feel like you can't... You could say you're trolling, but I feel like...
There's been times
like at uni where I was just like, fuck it, I'm walking. And I would walk out, obviously, penniless student, you would. But it took a long time. I ran at points. When you're really, really drunk, you just run. You can run. You're like, fuck.
I did, yeah.
I'm just gonna run.
I've definitely sprinted.
Running
home
in dress
before.
Shoes. Just like, what the fuck am I doing?
You get really sober really
like, fuck
quickly.
It, I'll run this.
Running in dress shoes, yeah.
And
running
next
quite
day,
fun.
Legs, just like, God, oh, I should have stretched. And they're like,
I remember running home from uni.
I think I ran home from Gunwolf, like, Key.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, what the sprint. Fuck? I was like, just like, shit face to fuck on, like, vodka and just, like, ran.
I did the
and
same
I was like,
thing.
Why am I running? And there'll be a moment of, like, what the fuck am I doing? Well, I've got this far. I'll keep going.
There's a part of me that never felt more alive.
Yeah.
Because I felt like a gazelle. Like, my legs are such a
so
wide.
Drunk. I'm so lucky we know
I'm a really good
fucking basis on the concrete.
Because
that's,
like
that's the end result of that situation is you tripping and smashing all your teeth out. I ran. I did the run.
Yeah.
And I fucked myself.
Yeah.
You're so lucky not to.
It's just the fact my legs fucking really hurt the next day.
So dumb.
I ran home last night.
I ran.
What, from there?
I never stopped.
I ran 4.5 miles in dress shoes.
In dress shoes, that's the worst thing as well. Just like,
they've got no traction, they're all slippy.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like we're massive wasters.
Oh, that's from uni, yeah.
Uni was then, and we don't binge drink that often. It was just a 15th Yog celebration.
Yeah.
But when I do, fuck me. Vegas is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Hopefully, especially if that planned strike goes ahead, where all of the hospitality staff.
I don't know how that's going to work. So are we going to just
what's happening in Vegas?
Yeah.
What are we doing in Vegas?
No, like just the news because it's interesting.
Well, so there's a big union, hospitality workers union, whose members have voted in favor of strike action, which means they will now or a strike can be called if negotiators or whatever they're trying to negotiate for. Aren't happy with the result, they can strike. And if that were to happen in the next few weeks, we might be affected because we'll be in Las Vegas, which
at
is where TwitchCon is. And a huge percentage of the workers on the Las Vegas Strip and in that area are hospitality workers.
So we'll essentially not serve people.
There won't be staff for restaurants. There won't be.
So the restaurants won't be open.
No, and also people working in hotels and things like that may not work too. So
all
like,
service staff, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Most of them.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Apparently they haven't struck us in 30 years. That's the term, right?
Well, they struck us, yeah. That is
the
official
haven't
term.
Struck in three decades.
The thing is, like Smith was saying, I think all of the establishments are going to panic and want to rectify it as soon as possible because the entire livelihood of Vegas is hospitality.
Oh, yeah, literally.
Like the hotels will shut down. They're like, we can't shut down.
Yeah, there's too much money involved. So they'll just.
Don't tell me I got to change my own sheets.
I hope they give in to the demands of the union fast. And it's over quickly. We'll see.
Yeah.
Got them by the balls.
I'm pretty sure they've recently resolved the workers and the writers' strike as well.
They did.
Last week, yeah. Which is pretty good.
What was the solution?
Something to do with money.
No, I think they accepted.
I think I just saw that somebody said they've come to an agreement. I'm not sure what the actual
details are. There's some nuance to it.
Are they going
to
get a share of, like, you know, things they write now or what?
I'm not sure. There was issues in the fact that, like, people... I mean, it's strange, isn't it? Because obviously they were paid for the job originally, but then obviously it's more of a case of Netflix then bought that product and is selling it consistently. So then the companies are getting shitloads of money, but that doesn't go back to the actors.
Yeah.
Well, there's no royalties. But then you would think that'd be in their contract in the first place. Because I'm sure there are some cases, like, for example, like the Friends cast all get, like,
royalties
and shit. But then I guess this stuff didn't exist fully when they started this series. Mm-hmm. As in, like, Netflix wasn't as big and all these other streaming services weren't a big thing either. So
it's a very difficult scenario.
Yeah.
But they seem to have a temporary solution.
Resolved some shit there because...
I don't think it's
there's
over.
There's going to be a gap in content at some point again, like there was in, like in the pandemic, where it's just like...
Yeah.
Everything's just a pandemic-based drama in the pandemic.
So the writers now get better residuals for their work now related to how often it's streamed. Mm. So they will be getting royalties.
There's also a
deal that means AI can't be used to replace writers.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Apparently they actually got a better deal than what they originally asked for. So that's good.
But I
don't think it's over because, you know, with like AI, stuff like that, there's going to be a battle between creatives and companies just able to exploit data sets instead of people.
It's interesting you're talking about AI. Do you see that Quibblecop?
Quibblet.
And his AI.
The YouTuber.
Yeah, the YouTuber Quibblecop.
He went AI for a while, didn't he?
Well, he's going even deeper into AI.
Right.
So he went AI within like this, with this cartoony character, whatever. I don't know how he fully does it, and maybe I should have done more research before he mentioned this, but.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
I don't know if he's playing the game and then just getting like a VTuber style face up. And that's just, you know, mimicking his face and stuff. Or if he's AI-ing his voice as well.
Yeah, he must have AI'd his voice.
And so what the game? What's the gameplay then? Is he not playing the game?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe he's got someone just to play games for him as well. I don't think there's an AI that plays games for people yet.
So he is trying to do what we were sort of talking about.
Well, you know, we were joking about
like, one day we'll just be able to create an AI of us.
He's pioneering it. He's spearheading this idea. And he released a video saying that he's like shutting down his AI thing. But the
video was AI.
The video was AI and it looked like him, obviously, but it had like a...
He's basically,
mouth.
I think what he's done is use a variety of different software. Mm-hmm. One that's like, you give them enough of spoken voice, they can recreate voice. And then you've got something like ChatGPT that can create a script. And then you've got another thing that can do the VTubing physical appearance. And then you just piece all those things together like a jigsaw puzzle. It's like, create me a script for gaming, talking about GTA 5 with some cool moments, feed that into the voice processor, and then that will sync with the VTuber avatar.
Put
it all in a video.
Have you guys heard of Lex Fridman?
Yes.
Did you see his interview with Zuckerberg?
The recent one?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
They did it in Meta.
Look at this.
It's the new avatar.
They did it in the metaverse. With these new avatars. Sorry. Obviously, this is visual, so people in the podcast have a Google.
But there's like a...
So they had full scans.
Oh, really?
They've done full scans of these people.
With what?
And it's
technology?
Like some of the most... So they're using... At the moment, they had to go to a special lab to get it. But essentially, they're now using like a Meta... Yeah, it's a photorealistic scan.
Crazy.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
The left one is the...
The left one is the render in the metaverse space.
Yeah.
This is them talking to each other.
I mean, Lex Friedman doesn't take much to animate.
No. He's got a very specific kind of blank
expression. It's anyway.
Really strange. Yeah.
But the thing is about
Zuckerberg,
this.
They chose two lifeless people.
That's not the first interview that he's had with him, is either.
But they explained like how they did it and how they got this. Like they kind of managed to get past the uncanny valley. And so how they experienced it, they both had like Meta's most up to date lenses on or whatever that could show them the other person, obviously, but also detect the movements in their face. They also had spatial audio on, so they could make it feel as though they were sat in a room together with the appropriate amount of space between them. But one of the things that gave them super high resolution and allowed them to go beyond the uncanny valley of, like, when I say uncanny valley, that's something where something looks almost human but not quite, and that almost makes you more aware of the fact that they're not human than something that looks far off of human, essentially. So, like, it tricks something in your mind to make you think, like, it's uncanny, if you know what I mean. But anyway, they've got past that by they created what they called a codec of their appearances. So they sent them to like a scanning lab where they had their faces and body and all their movements and stuff sort of analyzed. And then whenever they did a movement live, you know, that the lenses on the headset were picking up, they could run it through that codec to produce a more realistic and more in line with that person's actual like selves before they displayed it to the person on the other end. So it just, what it does is just creates this ultra high resolution representation of the actual movements on the face beyond just what the sensors can measure as well, you know.
Technology is like, going crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Krebikov basically used a similar technology, but instead of actually making any content himself, he's just using AI entirely and then using his entire YouTube channel based on that.
Yeah.
Which is just like, it removes, I guess, any purpose of what he originally built as a person. Well, then I guess it's just like, there's nothing new from that then. It's just all like,
well, the AI is what's new, right? I guess, in the form of like, it's down to its data set to come up with new ideas, not justifying it in any way. I'm just trying to see the reasoning behind it.
I'd have to just check out his content.
I think he's doing it for the sake of doing it, right? And if
to see how good it is.
And if he can get views off it for no effort, then he's made bank, right?
Yeah.
But
that's what his content was anyway.
That's what I mean. Like, how cookie cutter was it before?
Yeah. But now he's just like, this is my formula. I can make AI do this for me.
Yeah.
And
like, if people watch it, that's kind of the fault of the audience, really. Mm. It's like, if they enjoy it and they're getting him the money, he's going to keep doing it. Like, people pre-ordering games before they realize it's a buggy mess. Like, they're going to keep coming out with these collector's editions
and arguably
and
a lot of animated shows you could boil down to like this same process, but
same
with more people moving inputs and outputs manually. Like, you know, like if you take, you know, when you generate really successful cartoons and stuff, you've got plenty of those elements. I mean, that's why everyone's so worried about it. Plenty of those elements you could just AI up.
There's these things called ethical data sets coming out now.
Yeah.
So Pixar has their own in-house AI data set, and they're already working on AI to like add into their workflow.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see more of that, where it's like, obviously right now the main argument with artists versus AI is stealing.
Yeah.
Like taking their work and repurposing it through AI, saying like, do this in the style of blah blah.
Yeah.
And you see people's signatures kind of blurred out and stuff. But if you have a data set which is like all in-house, like Pixar renders and stuff like that, that's all like paid for salaried employees.
Yeah. That makes sense.
If it becomes a tool, kind of like what Adobe's doing, to be like, you can just remove the background, add in a tower here, because that's all from our Shutterstock, like stuff that we paid for. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have to either, it's one of those giant technological leaps that's scary, but is going to happen. It's inevitable. You can either get killed by it, or you have to like add it to your workflow and be enhanced by it. I think that's the only two options, really.
Yeah.
It's scary, but AI is happening regardless.
Do you think you'd want to do that? Do a Quibble comp?
I don't think I'd go full Quibble, no.
But if there's eventually, things, I mean, when we're not funny or nice to look at anymore.
You'd rather just not do it.
What?
It's like, it's almost like reviving someone from the dead and just saying, look, here's their animated body. Like, it's just like, there's no point. There's no life in there anymore.
Yeah, but what if there's no
kill
state
it off,
pension
let
anymore?
It die.
What if you don't get a state pension anymore? You know what?
I guess
what
so,
if
but
things
it's just
where
like
you need things to generate you income throughout the rest of your life, because, and this is the only feasible way to do it, because you no longer have the capacity to make money from.
You still have voices. I know you said about we might use animated characters that look just like us as in our 20s.
Yeah.
But like, I still wouldn't want it to just do everything.
No, I think I'd want it to.
If I was a part of it.
Like, for example, if we were struggling week to week to, like, I want to really create an awesome looking cinematic short, but the editing is going to take too long for us to do it weekly. If AI could enhance the edit process to be like, can you help me just like render these things? It would otherwise take me a long time to learn tutorials to do that, blah, blah, blah.
We have tools now that do the same thing, as in like help us, right?
You don't have to cut up film anymore. You can do it digitally, you know?
And I'm sure there was some reservations of computers taking over from analog, you know? It's the whole...
Of course, yeah.
Resistance to change because like you're stealing and taking away the art of what came before it. And while AI is a lot more invasive in that sense of a technology where it's literally creating something from a data set of, but it's like all of humanity's been pulled together as a resource that is now being utilized by a computer essentially. So yeah, we're globalizing art.
Globalizing a lot of things. But then ultimately, you know, global problems require global solutions. And, you know, maybe when these sciences can help us
get
through the quagmire of political bullshit that we currently find ourselves in when we're trying to solve the big problems like climate change and stuff, you know. I mean, I guess that's a bit of a technologist sort of like prayer in a way.
Yeah,
like,
it's a hope.
Save us, technology. And it might not, you know, it might not save us. But I guess like right now it's the only one of the few... roots I see aliens and technology. Otherwise, you know, left up to the people that are currently in charge, it doesn't seem like we're going to do anything anytime quick because everyone's too worried about stopping people.
So you want a super brain AI overlord dictating our
the
best practices?
I think it might be
how humanity, it should be our law-abiding governor.
I think not exactly like a dictator, but a suggester. You know, like if we have computers that can suggest good courses of action,
just look in the water.
We should get a data set of Ross as the Oracle and be like, you know, the all those things in the arcades where you like get a fortune teller.
Oh, the fucking one from
is an AI Oracle.
Zoltan,
one from Big.
They have AI Jesus on Twitch. We could do a Ross Oracle.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works, but yeah, let's put him in the crown and make him famous.
We'll just get AI to make
We're gonna make you famous. That NPC shit didn't work, so next up, we're gonna turn you into an AI. Yeah.
I think that's it. It's supplementary, right? Like, I don't see it being our main staple of like everything being AI and we just like take a back seat. But it's like we can do more now because we've got AI to help.
I think people will get lax with it. I think Crumble Cop's going to get in a situation where his AI character is going to say something really fucking shit and then it's going to be like, oh, my AI's said horrible, AI's, horrible things.
Yeah. I left it alone too long.
I stopped watching the videos back because I trusted AI so much.
And now
it's got a bigger following, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, yeah. It's all alt right.
So I don't know.
But I mean, some of our viewers are saying things like, the more I hear about AI, the more I just want to spend the rest of my days in a cave tugging myself off. What do you think of that?
What do I think of that? Well,
I don't need
each
AI.
To their own, because I think, you know, if that's how you want to spend your time, you do that right now if you want. Go into your cave, tug off.
Start tugging.
But, you know, are you using material for that? Is it AI? Are you even aware?
Could you use AI to...
Has everything you've been consuming since birth been AI and you're just not aware yet?
This is the thing. Like,
or will it all become it when you use the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses? Have you seen these?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that?
So literally, go on.
Zuck introduced this the other day.
Oh, Zuck's working with Ray-Ban?
It's basically just those Snapchat glasses.
It's like the eyeglasses. No, but it's live streams as well from him. So maybe did they do the same thing?
So it's glasses with cameras.
They're smart glasses that could discreetly take photos and capture videos, which have been around for a while. And obviously, there was the
Google Glass,
which I swear there was an issue with it because it did that.
Yeah.
Because it took
but
photos.
Society's changed. Now we don't give a shit.
Now they look like Ray-Bans, so it's fine.
Well, we're just worn down, aren't we? It's like, what's next to exploit our privacy?
True. Thing is, you can already buy, like...
I've been filming you this entire time.
That's the thing. We've got cameras fucking everywhere anyway.
And you can go on Amazon and buy a pair of glasses that have got a camera built into them for like £100. And they're more secret than those, believe me.
And also think of Airbnb.
Click, click, click.
That's why he's winking so much.
But yeah, no, basically, apparently also a light comes on when you're filming or taking a photo. Like, they're designed to tell people you are filming.
Well, they're just like staring at you, just like, bro, I know your light's on. He's like, what light? I'm not filming
so
you.
So this is something...
And you're just like staring at them, just like...
So I read...
I'm not filming.
I read this article this morning. So essentially what happens is like, when you're filming or taking a photo with these glasses, a light comes on. And it made me think, right, whenever anything crazy happens, like say you're out and about walking around, because the advantage of having a camera like this could be like you could cap some crazy shit,
right? Well,
it's
your own personal dash cam.
Yeah, exactly. It is, exactly. That's a great way of describing it.
Whoa, I saw some crazy shit, look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly, which I feel is a product that lots of people will want, you know?
Like people buy, dash cams, yeah.
Exactly. So what I think will happen, and for some reason that gave me this image earlier this morning when I was reading this, of like whenever anything happens in the future, just imagine it's a dark scene in an alleyway. Somebody falls over, they're being assaulted. At the end of the alleyway, there are three people that were Chang. They all turn at the same time. Their lights come on.
Three perspectives.
But like their lights, like imagine looking down an alleyway in a dark way and three people turn and then their lights come on as they start to film or capture. It's so fucking dystopic, right?
It is. It's like a
robots, you know, like imagine like robots at night. Time.
Freeze.
And then, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, not committing a crime.
And then all of a sudden, everyone around you, lights start coming on and all start filming. You're, like, you're just
what's
like,
up, bro?
It's like an alert marker in a stealth game. You know how fucking stressful that's going to be.
Yeah. Fucking Metal Gear Solid, you hear that sound. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So I don't know how much I like the way they've... Like, I like the fact that it shows other users when you're recording them. But at the same time, I felt like, God, if this becomes a widely adopted thing, this is going to create such horrible social feelings. You know, like such, like I already feel quite self-conscious anyway.
Like, as well. Yeah. Like of like people wearing Ray-Bans in the gym.
Why are these guys in sunglasses in this strip club?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
That's the other thing. It's like
glowing red lights everywhere.
Will there be, you know, some sort of legislation to say private establishments can disable your cameras as you walk in, stuff like that. Yeah, like they have to have them built in, like speed limits on
EMPs as you walk into Paris.
Well, I mean, there are required components and considerations when building electronics, right? If you want something to pass certain regulatory standards within Europe, within North America, electronics need to pass certain requirements, you know, be it having fuses for protection, things like that. So it wouldn't be crazy to suggest that, all devices that get manufactured in the future will need to have a certain chip on them that would allow that device to interact with public suppression technology, which is like, you know, that's a terrible word for it, but public camera suppression.
Like real sensitive areas that shouldn't be filmed for.
Yeah, like change rooms, toilets, all those sort of things. Just have a little block that would turn off your device. I mean, of course, people would then try and hack them, but then you can hack anything to make it
illegal.
You can
walk in with your mobile phone and record.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing stopping that.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I've done it.
There's no toilet stopping me. Also, the amount of toilets that are still like have gaps underneath, like just get a selfie stick straight under.
Especially in America.
360 cam. You got everything.
360 cam. You just do What's this real quick.
What the fuck? Oh, in America, their stalls are like much higher as well. You can get a full camera
Wasn't there a video of a kid crawling underneath one? And like, what the hell?
This guy's
kid keeps crawling under my cubicle.
Like going from like left to right, like as in like going through multiple cubicles as well, right? Just like, bye. Like,
bye-bye now.
Despite the dystopic idea of
good for concerts,
being able to film, I do like the idea of having, you know, like game clipping of like the last 30 seconds, save it. Because like, fuck, I just saw that thing. Did you see it?
Yeah.
No, we missed it. Oh, wait. Clip that.
Yeah.
You can see it again.
For sure. No, I think there's a huge, you know, I wear glasses every day anyway. And I can certainly see the appeal of having both, you know, Google Glass in general. You know, I was hyped. I mean, it looks stupid. And like, I knew none of us were.
Society was not ready.
You know, like, but because it's just not there yet. It's the same with a lot of VR, let's be honest. Like, we're not using VR a lot. As soon as VR becomes like this, we're going to be using it every fucking day. Like, you know, like, it's just that right now you have to put a big old fucking headset on. Even the compact ones are big, and it's more of a luxury. You play with it sometimes, right?
So other things that were quite appealing about this was that
they
said that you could, like, look at text, and then Meta would do an AI thing where it tells you what. Translate it, for example.
Right. Does it superimpose it?
How is it going to tell you that, though? How is it going to give you the information?
By looking through the camera.
So it detects it. It will detect text
and then it
processes it through a translator.
Do I have to open my phone for that?
I'm thinking so, because I don't think you'll get a... Well,
because you guys have seen the Google Translate camera app, right, where you can hold it over stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great, but hell, that on my glasses would be cool.
Yeah,
you know, like,
and it's just like,
glance,
oh, they're saying
like,
this. Oh, cool.
Like this with AR lenses, like pass-through lenses, would be nuts.
Mm. Basically what Google Glass was trying, but just didn't really have the tech. Yeah.
No.
But it'd be interesting to see what that develops into. But yeah, there is obviously, various dystopic things related to that.
What do spies get? Because like, if everyone has like these spy glasses, what do spies... What can spies do now? We've got all the tech that spies have.
I guess I saw the other day. Yeah, there was somebody putting like bits of post-it notes over all the cameras that were in like this hotel room. They were just pinholes, even smaller cameras.
Scary, isn't it?
And that's worrying. I think that was in
Airbnbs.
I think that was
and
in
also,
Korea, so
wait, what? What
in South Korea? There was a hotel that this guy was going around putting tape over all these tiny little pinholes where there were cameras hidden in a hotel room.
How could he detect them?
Well, he knows.
He just knows.
He knows that they're there. You can see them. You can see them, but they're really fucking tiny. And there are some hotels that are like geared up for it and just like have shitloads hidden all over the place in like screw holes and like.
Oh, there's also this rising.
You've got to be careful, guys.
Rising, you know? Fear of mirrors as well in hotels where you
mirrors.
Know it's a two way if there's no separation between the glass and the mirror behind it. Like if you put your finger
up. I see you,
it,
Gary. It's like, oh, fuck.
You're touching your own reflection. It's like it's a two way.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like, okay.
I saw a TikTok of a girl that was like, yep. If there's no gap, I think there's a saying, no gap, get out, or something like that. It rhymes better than that.
That doesn't sound
If there's no gap, they're probably fap.
They probably fap.
Gary, get out of there.
She I hear fapping.
She
get out.
Mirror, like, the reflection was there, and then she walks out of a hotel room to the left of it, employees only.
No gap, it's a trap.
I don't know. That does sound like TikTok bullshit, Trot. I'm not gonna
no,
lie.
I don't know. I think that there's like there it's is a genuine something to fear about in some of these hotels.
I think it's some
places. Like it's not gonna mean that maybe not the Premier Inn down the road, but like
yeah,
certain places where
dodgy motels and stuff in America.
Oh, motels.
Well, yeah,
but they're the ones that like
some
horror
motels
games
are so
based.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The ones I'd never the find myself in ever. Oh, so no. Not a problem for me.
Yeah, just we need to try that alpha. What is it called?
Alpha Lodge.
The Alpha Lodge, is it? Or
the one over there?
Bed and breakfast.
The one that got in reviews.
£49 per night.
With like
right?
bed bugs and shit.
Yeah.
Or the reviews are just like, I could pray.
Honestly, you'd have to pay me about £10,000. Honestly, £10,000.
Screw that.
Alpha Guest House, Bristol. Let's see what that's.
You'd have to pay me a lot of money to sleep there.
Oh, he's got a 2-star rating. That's not that's better than
it's
I thought it'd be.
Up.
It's just the images of it are so fucking rough. Like walking past it, you're like, God, people stay here. It looks scary. Like, and also, and the thing is, like,
do you have to be an alpha to go there.
It looks like a hospital bedroom. That's tiny though. That's even
that looks
smaller.
Haunted.
But on the outside, all the windows are kind of covered in bin bags, and like it's just like there's no. I mean,
well, you don't want to. You want a nice peaceful sleep. That makes
sense. Right, but like the thing is, like the value of the houses on that row are probably quite high, so I feel like they probably make more money just selling up rather than just offering £50 in a bed bug ridden. Oh no, it's £16 a night.
£16 a night. Let's do it. Let's do it.
They have a dog that continues yaps through the night, and the front door is very hard to get in with a key. I snapped a key.
So it's hard to get in.
Jesus,
you snapped the key.
Oh wow. My. God, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, it could be quite funny for us to try it one day. And then I was like, I really,
we
really
will probably
do not
get
want
bed
to sleep
bugs.
In that place. And yeah, the bed bugs thing is so gross to me.
Like, I don't
it makes
want
me itch
that.
Now just thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm itching.
But like, yeah,
maybe
there are
not.
Places like that exist. And the thing is, it just needs a bit of zhuzhing up and it could be not quite nice. But I feel like
it needs a gutting.
Yeah.
I'm amazed it still exists there. It's like it's stuck in time.
Because it's next to some really nice like places.
Yeah, it's a prime area.
Yeah, but
why is it not shut down because of its problems?
Because it's a money laundering front, I'm almost certain.
Right.
I think so.
Either that or it's a social endeavor, so they're like using it for homeless people and stuff, and that's why it's so badly maintained.
Maybe.
It did say there was a victims of arson there, so maybe it was on fire first. I don't know whether that's before or after, but it doesn't
What's
look
that?
Like it's
arson around.
Someone was arson around, yeah.
Nice.
No, it was set on fire. So
poor buggers.
Other stories.
Bed bugs though, do they?
No, they didn't. But I don't know how we managed to get onto that. I was going to say, like, also, because we mention Harry Potter a lot.
We do. It is a Harry Potter themed
podcast.
And
unfortunately, guys, I don't want to spoil anything, but Dumbledore dies.
Oh, my God. But next, you'll tell me he's gay.
And he's gay.
Oh, my God.
But he also, the actor died.
Yeah.
So, Michael Gambon.
Michael Gambon.
Passed away.
Poor bugger. 82.
Skydiving accident. Sorry, it wasn't a skydiving accident.
Can you imagine?
Jesus Christ.
Rip in peace, no. Michael Gambon.
Skydiving accident.
We talk about Harry Potter a lot.
Yeah.
Like way too much.
Yeah.
Gambon. Damn, gone.
He took a gamble. Yeah.
And jumped out of the airplane. I mean, I hope that's how I hope that's how I go as an old person, because like I want to be able to do
accident.
Those things.
Hang gliding action.
I'm waiting to do a few things before I'm much older because of how likely it is to kill myself. So like I want to do paragliding, paramotoring. Mm. That looks awesome, but it's a little bit dangerous.
Cool.
And I also want to get a motorbike eventually. And I know both of those things are, you know, the motorbike more,
yeah, the motorbike
so
thing is
more
also
likely to kill me, so I'm just not going to do it until I'm like 65
and then just drive as an inexperienced 65 year old on the roads and die.
You're welcome, everyone else. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. I'll scar you. As I go over your bonnet, I'll be like, yeah!
It's got severe arthritis.
I'm sure it's better to learn that like early. Yeah. That way you've got like experience in the road and stuff. Because obviously you can't control other people.
No.
But you could just, you know, go on a nice, when you know it's like quieter out on the roads, you can enjoy the
maybe, but yeah, it's other people that kill you. And I just don't think you can really like know whether or not someone's going to pull out of a junction, regardless of how quiet it is.
Every time you step in a car, though.
You just need to assert more dominance on the roads by wheeling as much as you can.
Yeah, wheelie.
I'm going to go straight and get an 1800, like straight away, 1800cc. And I'm just going to, it's going to be one of those ones that's like really long in the body because of how big the engine is. You know those ones?
Yeah. If they can't catch you, they can't hit you.
Yeah. It's like I'm putting out more torque than the entire fleet of police cars.
Do you ever hear someone revving so hard that they're like, obviously like really low gear, but they're fucking bombing it somewhere?
Yeah.
Do you ever kind of hope that there's a really loud crash at the end?
Yeah.
I hear
in
it.
The sense of just like you've clearly pushed whatever engine you're driving to the limit there.
I'd say I hear about...
I almost want to hear a crash just so you know that what you're doing is probably wrong in the center of a city.
I'm next to a road loud where they race like that every night.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Every night?
I hear a crash two or three times a month.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah. Literally the whole like,
room, room. You hear the revving. It's so extreme. It's like, whoa, they must be fucking bombing it down like
motorbikes.
Motorbikes. And you're like, is it going to? No, not this time.
Some of them sound like F1 cars. Like, yeah, they're insanely loud. But yeah.
Like I'm three.
But they're just playing with fire then.
I'm three rows of houses away from this road. I hate to be the one on that road.
On that road.
It's loud for me. Well, thankfully inside I'm fine, but like when I'm letting Mochi out, I can just hear them all racing.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll squeeze some more houses on that road below you and they'll form a nice little natural
barrier.
And everyone, some giant
trees. They'll be living on the central verge of an A road, but you know, they can get some houses in there.
You can install some giant trees in the back, right?
Trees would be nice, wouldn't they?
Speaking of trees.
Did you see the fell thing?
I know.
Shit, that fucking disgusted me. I don't even know why that disgusted
tree
me.
Because it's horrible. And how long? Is that it? We done?
Well, we'll mention the tree funny thing, but yeah, there was basically... there was a really nice tree, which is an odd thing for me to even talk about. It's a very nice tree.
What nice tree.
But it was a very picturesque like location. And some fucker just cut it down.
Wow.
Like this, is it 300 years old?
16-year-old.
Well, that's what they're saying. I don't know if they don't know if that's specifically that one person.
That's a lovely tree.
But like, it's like a really picturesque like place, very photographed, world-renowned landmark. And some fucker cut it down.
It's the near Hadrian's
Wall. And it's just like one of those things where it's like, God, that took effort.
Yeah.
They had to not only lug a massive fucking chainsaw to that location.
Awful.
Cut it down and like, you know, in a storm, it was really stormy as well.
And what the hell?
If that was a Banksy, that's a weird fucking Banksy.
It's a weird Banksy. We do have people in chat saying, take his legs, give him stumps.
Well, it's one of those things like, what kind of punishment do you give to someone who's cut down a tree? Because it's like, that's a big deal, but like, how much time would you do for that?
I mean, not much. You wouldn't go time for it at all.
No.
Because people chop down trees accidentally and illegally all the time.
This wasn't an accident.
It might be a
like
fine.
I cut the one tree
but
down.
But like when I say accidentally, like people cut down like stuff they shouldn't. Mm. Like, you know, and things like that. And also just like, I guess it was on public land. It'll probably be vandalism. You know?
I just felt strange how disgusted I felt about that. And I was like, oh man, I don't know why I've had an emotional attachment to this in any sense.
But we hope you have an emotional attachment to us.
Yes, we do.
And we don't get cut down into stumps.
Don't stump us.
Thanks to our patrons for supporting us on patreon.com/hatfilms. Come join us on Discord, where you can link your Patreon accounts or YouTube membership or Twitch subs to it and get access to our subscriber-only channels. Or, if you're really smart, like Larry Rouse...
Nice.
We did our Fingal.
Thank you.
You can send a Fingal to hatch@hat-films.com. We'll feature at the start and the end. And we'll leave you now with that Fingal.
Well, just before we go, just a couple of quick jokes here.
Oh, shit, you got some jokes.
Apparently, they found the criminal so fast because they put special branch on it.
Right.
And they're going to try and do him for oak-ravated ash salt.
Oh, nice, good.
Thank you for that, Alex.
Poor fucking tree, man.
More from him next week. We'll catch that bugger and stump him. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you next week. We'll be right back.